John chapter 5. Beginning at verse 2. John chapter 5, verse 2 through 9. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, and when I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your wonderful presence. God, for your anointing that is in this place. There were many places, Lord, that you went to, Lord, that your Spirit could not do many mighty miracles there because of their unbelief and because of those who would not receive you, those who would not listen to your words. But God, today we are so privileged that we feel your anointing is in this house. God, I pray, Lord, let healing power come. Lord, through this word, your anointed word, God, speak to our hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated this evening. I want to preach for a while on Jesus came to heal. Jesus came to heal. Jesus, there is not enough time to allow me to go over all of the examples where Jesus passed by someone's life who had been in a terrible situation for a long time. We look in the scriptures and we find where it was explicitly detailed to say how long they were in that predicament. And this man here by the pool of Bethesda, 38 years, a long time. And Jesus passed by, amen, and said, Will thou be made whole? Jesus said the words, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Jesus came to heal. I said, Jesus came to heal. Amen. Jesus, a lot of people, amen, have a very shallow understanding about Jesus. They just know that he was a Bible icon and, amen, that he was a prophet and all these things and everything. But, amen, he is much more than we could ever imagine. We sing the songs, I am, he is everything. Amen, and Jesus came to heal. Amen, tonight, amen, he is reaching in this place. Amen, wanting to heal. Amen, Jesus came to heal. He came not to hurt. but he came to heal. Amen. Many times, amen, people have a stigmatism about Jesus and about church and about the whole business of church and living for God and all of these things. Amen. The devil comes along and he paints a picture in the, amen, people's minds, how, amen, ugly, how mean, how, amen, all these weird things, amen, trying to distract, trying to, amen, get your mind, amen, off of what God is trying to do, amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus came to heal, amen, he came to save, amen, he came to deliver, amen, he came to heal physically. There are different types of healing. I want to speak about those tonight. There is physical healing that, amen, it means to take and to make healthy. It means to make whole or sound. It means to restore one's health. Amen. Free from ailment. Jesus came to heal physically. Amen. There were people who were lame. Amen. Who couldn't walk. Amen. People who couldn't see. People who couldn't talk. Amen. People who couldn't hear. Amen. Physical. Amen. But Jesus also came to heal relationships. Amen. To heal in a relationship means to bring an end. Amen. Or a conclusion of conflict between people or groups. Amen. Come on. God wants to heal. Amen. Your marriage. Amen. God wants to heal. Amen. Relationships. Amen. God wants to heal. Amen. Families. Amen. God wants to heal. Amen. God wants to repair. Amen. God wants to put back. Amen. Come on. I said God wants to heal relationships. Amen. God wants to heal families. Amen. God wants to heal. Amen. And if you'll hear, amen, if you'll listen, amen, if you'll allow him to. The whole point, amen, of that man, the many people throughout the scripture who, amen, attained their healing, they attained their miracle, they attained, amen, that connection, amen, everybody, there were many multitudes that were ill and, amen, had problems, but, amen, there were certain significance, amen, of those people who received, amen, amen, a recipe to receive from God. Jesus will work on his side. Amen. We just have to work on our side. So he came to heal physically. He came to heal relationships. He came to heal what the devil has stolen or inflicted. Come on, I said he came to heal. Amen. He came, amen, as his missionary journey, and there was a man in the tombs, amen, of Gadarenes who was, amen, possessed with legion, amen, who had no peace, who had no, amen, his mind was gone. The man, society could not cure him. They could not bind him. He lived in the cemetery. Amen. Come on. He was afflicted, amen, inflicted, amen, with evil spirits. Amen. Come on, but Jesus come, amen, to heal, amen, all manner of sickness and all manner of disease, amen. Jesus came, amen, to bust up, amen, to bust out, amen. Jesus came to break chains, amen. Come on, I said he came to break chains, amen. I don't, come on, well, I said he came to break chains, amen. The man was bound, amen. Jesus came to set free, amen. Come on, amen. He came, amen, to heal, amen, what the devil has done. Luke chapter 13, we see a picture of a woman. Luke chapter 13, verse 10, as he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. It lists it out. Amen. What does that tell me? Amen. That the writers were good amen, informed writers. They took time to do the detail. No, you know what that tells me? That there's a God who knew every year, who knew every day, who knew every moment. Amen, that those people were in that infirmity. Amen, and can I tell you, he came. He saw, he kicked. Amen, he did. He healed. Amen, he delivered. Amen, this woman sitting there within the spirit of infirmity. Amen, she was bowed together and could no wise lift herself up. Amen, and when Jesus saw her, amen, come on, religion will look at you, and religion will walk on the other side of the street. Amen, religion will look at, amen, the cripple. Amen, and they won't want to touch it. Amen, they don't want to get their hair messed up. They don't want to get sweaty. They don't want to, amen, come on. Amen, but when Jesus looked at the woman, amen, and saw where she was at, amen, come on. Amen, Jesus saw her. He called to her. Amen, there is the voice of God. Amen, that is calling. Amen, God wants to heal. Amen, come on. You may not understand all of this, but I tell you, amen, it's unexplainable, but it's undeniable. Amen, you can't explain it, but you know God. Amen, something is dealing with you. Amen, something is moving. Amen, something you never felt before. Amen, come on, this is not the effects, amen, of pills. This is not the effects, amen, of alcohol or drugs. Amen, come on, I'm sober. Amen, God said I'm sober. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, it is real. Amen, God, amen, speaks. God is talking. He is calling. Amen, he is calling. He's got your number. He knows your name. Amen, hallelujah. He knows your name. One day the disciples, they began following this stranger from Galilee. And, amen, Philip goes down and he gets Nathanael. And, amen, he said, Nathanael, we found the Messiah. We found the one that the Bible, amen, the scriptures wrote about. We found him. Amen, and he had his doubts. Amen, he went down where Jesus was at. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, and when he didn't even get there all the way, amen, and Jesus said, indeed, an Israelite in whom is no guile. Amen, and Nathanael says, whence knowest thou me? Amen. And Jesus said, when you was under the tree, amen, when you was over there, miles away, amen, Jesus said, amen, I know who you are. I know your name. Amen. And he said, thou art the Son of God. Amen. He said, thou believest because I said that. Amen. Here thou shalt see angels of God descending. Amen. Thou shalt see greater things than these. Amen. Come on. Amen. God knows your name. He knows your number. Amen. He knows the very number of hairs that are on your head. He knows everything about you. She couldn't know why. She couldn't lift herself up. Jesus called to her. He said, woman, Jesus said to the woman, thou art loosed. And all it took was the words. Jesus. He laid his hands on her. So we have all kinds of scripture of laying on of hands. We don't just do this just because, you know, some weird thing. It's all scriptural. Jesus laid his hands on the woman. And she was made straight. And she glorified God. The rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation, dumb dumbs, instead of being excited about what God was doing. They're getting mad. They're getting all worked up. Let me tell you something. If anybody in here gets worked up about a miracle, amen, you need yourself slapped. Come on, I said, if God, amen, God, amen, this is God's work, this is God's church, this is God's world, this is God's sheep, this is God's people, this is God's planet, this is God's atmosphere, this is God's oxygen that we breathe, amen, everything is His, He is everything, amen, if God wants to save, amen, an axe murderer, amen, God can save an axe murderer, amen, hallelujah, amen, I'm ready, amen, to see God do some mighty miracles, amen, save. Amen. Mighty miracles. Amen. Come on. I said, amen. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. Amen. Come on. That's the kind of God that we serve. They were mad and they said, there's 6 days in which men ought to work. Therefore come be healed not on the Sabbath day. The Lord answered them and said, thou hypocrite, not each one of you on the Sabbath looses his ox or his ass from the stall and leads him away to watering. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? Jesus knew all the details. He knew, amen, he had the file. Amen, he knew all about it. Amen. He said, this woman is a daughter of Abraham. Amen. Come on. There's people. Amen. Come on. God's got people. Amen. That he's going to save. Amen. Come on. The prostitutes. Amen. The harlots. Amen. The publicans. Amen. The sinners. Amen. He came not to call the righteous. Amen. Come on, bub. Amen. You think you're too ugly? You think you've done too much? I got news for you. Amen. My Bible says, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Amen. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen. He came, amen, to give his life, amen, a ransom. Amen. Come on, for the drug addict. Amen. For the dope smoker. Amen. For the dope dealer. Amen. Come on, for the brewmeister. Amen. He came to save, amen, a lost and dying world who's headed to hell. Amen. He is our only hope. He is our only hope. He is our only hope. And once you get a realization, once you get a realization, this strange feeling, this strange voice, this strange thing that's happening. Amen. It's real. I was a preacher's kid raised up in this thing, and I was the honoriest. No, you ain't got nothing on me. My environment made me an ugly person. I was just a little boy. I would walk down my street, Granite City, and there was convicts and drug dealers, and I mean, everything was on my block. I'd just be a little kid, 7, 6 years old, walking down the street, and the convict started walking down the street, and I just passed by, and he reaches over, boop, and the muscles out like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He just grabs me, boop, picks me up like this, goes around the corner, sets me down, filled me full of marijuana till I was loony. Then he laughed. I never knew God. I never had a relationship. My parents went to church. They, you know, they got excited. They shouted. They did all this. My sister got the Holy Ghost. I was so jealous. I wanted to punch her in the face, you know. And she was the well-beloved, and I was the black sheep, and all these crazy nonsense things going on and everything. And so, amen, I never knew God. Never knew he was real. I watched everybody else acting crazy and all kinds of stuff in church, and I didn't understand. I was just like, you know, well, whatever, that's your thing, and you know, and everything. Amen. But amen, I would hear the preaching, and I would feel things, and amen, I would feel things, but I never had a relationship. I never knew God was real and all these things, and amen. And so what did I do? Dumb me. Amen. I pursued, amen, to the dark side. I left home at an early age. Amen. Got a full-time job. Left home. Did what I could do, what I was big enough to do. Amen. And everything just went south and sour. Amen. I was in all kinds of trouble and heartache and heartbreak and all these things. Crazy nonsense and everything. Amen. And you know, I ended up finding the devil first. Man, it's quiet. Anybody got a pen? I said, I found the devil first.
Hello?
I started hanging around guys doing Dungeons and Dragons and all kinds of intermediate witchcraft and stuff, and I just there for the good time and just following the wrong crowds in the wrong places, and hey, it was a roadie in a rock band and all kinds of crazy nonsense, and hey man, I got around the weird crowds and weird things and everything, and hey man, God, hey man, was with me, God protected me, but hey man, I ended up finding the devil before I found God. Amen. And so I was in places where I shouldn't have been and seeing things I shouldn't see and all these crazy things, and hey man. And so, amen, I would be in places and they would say, you don't belong here. There's something different about you. And I was like, well, Went over to a witch's house. Girl said they knew where a witch lived. I went over to this witch's house. Amen. Went and sat down at the witch's table and she got out her tarot cards. Amen. She started moving the cards around. The old demons in the cards, they wouldn't let her read the cards. And the demons, she looked at me and she said, they do not like you. They do not welcome you. They want you to leave. I still didn't get it. Amen. Then I bumped into this group of guys who was doing a pentagram with blood on the floor. And amen, I was just down there, amen, watching what was going on. I knew, amen, not to be around that stuff. I was uneasy about it and everything. Amen. And a voice spoke to me and said, amen, tell everybody to get out of here now. And so I'm like, what? Looking around. The voice says to me again, tell everybody to get out of here now. And I stand up and I'm like, hey, I just heard a voice that says, tell everybody to get out of here now. And they're all like, ha, ha, you're crazy. And about that urgency, I started headed up the basement steps out the door. And these demons came up out of that floor, that pentagram, and started hurling nails and glass jars and old antique stuff that was up in the floor rafters. Amen. Flying across the room, hitting these kids in the head. Amen. They came out of there with busted heads and bleeding and all kinds of crazy stuff. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, all these voices and amen, it was speaking to my head. Amen. And all of a sudden the light came on and I said, there's a devil. Amen. That means there's a God. Amen. Oh my. Amen. And so when it came to me, amen, like the prodigal son, amen, I was in the pig pen. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, all my parents lived about, everything I experienced in church became a reality. Amen. And it made sense. There's a God. Amen. There is a devil. Amen. But there's a God. Amen. And because there's a devil, there's a God. Amen. There's a God that's 100 times bigger than the devil. Amen. And he will take the devil out. Amen. He has more power. Amen. Than you could ever imagine. And that's what this is all about. Jesus came to heal. Jesus came to deliver. Jesus came to set free. Amen. Jesus came to see and save the lost. Jesus came to his disciples in Matthew chapter 10.
Amen. They didn't have nothing. The ignorant, unlearned fishermen, it doesn't matter what kind of education you have. Amen. It don't matter what kind of pedigree you have. It don't matter how much money you got in your pocket. Amen. Come on, that's the real Jesus. Jesus is not, amen, amen, not judging you, amen, for what you don't have. Amen. Jesus, amen, all he cares about, amen, is where your soul is headed. Amen. Jesus came, amen, to seek and save. Amen. Jesus gave his disciples, amen, tax collectors the world hated, amen, fishermen, amen, poor fishermen, amen, publicans, amen, all these people that the world hated. Amen. Jesus said, I can use you. Jesus said, I can use you. Jesus said, I can use you. Amen. And he called him to himself. Amen. He said, you know what? Amen. There's more healing that needs done. Amen. I'm going to have to share some of this load. Amen. And he gave them power. Amen. And he sent them out and told them, amen, go out there and take this power. Amen. And build colleges. No, ain't what he said. Hello? He didn't give them that power and tell them to go out and start an organization. Well, you're the full gospel businessman. Get yourself some briefcases and some lizard skin suits and walk around and, amen, ride your bicycles and, you know, and all of these things. Nope. I'm in Matthew chapter 10. He gave, called unto him his disciples and he gave them power. But he gave them power for a purpose. Amen. We are here for a purpose. Amen. We're not here just to be a building on 1701 East Market Street in Redbud, Illinois. Yeah. Amen. He gave them power and he said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. It ain't going to cost you nothing here. I said it ain't going to cost you a thing. Amen. All Jesus wants is your heart. All he wants is your heart. All he wants is your life. All he wants is your heart, and he wants to heal you. We have been commissioned to heal our world. Amen. We've not been anointed to focus on building colleges or businesses, but anointed to heal. The fire of God is in our hands to heal. The fire of our God is not in our hands to destroy. Amen. God did not call preachers to destroy people. He called preachers to heal people and to save and to deliver. Amen. Come on. I said Jesus, amen, called us. He anointed us, amen, to pull out in the highways and the byways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Go gather the halt, the blind, the lame, amen, and gather up into my house because I came to heal. Fire of God to heal. I don't know what you're going through, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He wants to heal. Jesus came not to destroy men's lives, but to save. They brought to Jesus one day a woman caught in the very act of adultery. Come on, I'm talking real. I'm talking Jesus, amen, reaching out to real people with real hurts and real pains. Amen. People are hurting. People are hurting. People are hurting. People are hurting. And so they brought to Jesus this woman caught in the very act of adultery. And according to the law, according to, amen, the letter, according to, amen, the scribes and Pharisees who brought them to her to Jesus to condemn her, threw her at Jesus' feet. Amen. And there, Jesus, according to our law, according to the letter, she should be stoned to death. You see, that's the way religion looks at people. This is not a religious church. If I catch you acting religious, I'm going to have a talk with you. And it ain't going to be pretty. They brought this woman to Jesus. Was she guilty? Yes. They threw her at Jesus' feet. Amen. And what did Jesus do? He kneeled down and began to write in the sand. They were waiting. What do you got to say, Jesus? He that is without sin, cast the first stone. If there's anybody in here pointing your finger at anyone else, you better get rid of it. Because he that is without sin, all have sinned. There ain't a knucklehead in here that has not sinned. Joey has even sinned. Let me tell you something. We started having kids, you know, you have this, oh, my kids are going to be perfect. Not! The first time you go to Walmart and one of them, amen, done stole candy out of the rack as you're going out to checkout line. Amen. They didn't just put it in their pocket. They ripped it open, had it in their mouth, and it was foaming out their mouth. Amen. You're like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Huh? Come on. Born in sin, shaping iniquity. We're all crooks. We all sinners saved by grace. Amen. Come on. Every one of us lie. Ball face lie. Amen. You've been there. You've seen it. You've done it. We all liars. We all stealers. We all crooks. Amen. Come on. We all need a Savior. We need a Jesus. We need God. Amen. Jesus said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Amen. Jesus came to save imperfect people. Amen. Come on. And we can only be perfect in Jesus. Amen. We can only be sinless in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus came not to destroy men's lives. Amen. He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone, and they all begin to go away. Conviction, condemnation came in their own heart. They begin to examine themselves. You know what? Amen. I messed up. I ain't going to throw a stone. I messed up. I ain't going to throw a stone. Amen. And Jesus looked at the woman. Amen. And said, where are thine accusers? You know what Jesus said? Come on, now I'm preaching to somebody. Don't you think church is all about just pointing a finger at you? Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Huh? But go and sin no more. Huh? He didn't come to save us in our sins. He came to save us from our sins. He wants to give us a new life. He wants to heal. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it rather be healed. You look in the book of Ezekiel where God, the Old Testament, the law, he couldn't deal with man. Man wouldn't listen to nothing. God wrote his laws on tablets of stone, and even though they were on stone, they still wouldn't listen. Amen. He told him to the prophet Ezekiel, he said, amen, what pleasure hath I in the death of the wicked? God has no pleasure in people dying without salvation. He came to save. He came to save from our past. Some people can't live for God because of their past. You gotta let the past be the past, and Jesus will give you a future. Paul said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend. For that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Forget those things which are behind. We all got bones in the closet. We all have a past. Amen. But Jesus didn't come to dig up our past. Amen. He come to bury it and give us a future. Amen. Come on. I said he come to bury our past. Amen. And give us a glorious, amen, harmonious, amen. Come on. Raising us up together in heavenly places, a heavenly future. Amen. Come on. Throw out the past. The past is a past. And don't let the past rob you of your future. Your past is over. Amen. He come to heal of unforgiveness. Matthew chapter 18, Peter came to him and said, Lord, how oft shall I my brother sin against me? I forgive him till seven times. And Jesus says unto him, I say not unto you until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which took account of his servants, and he had begun to reckon with one, brought him which owed him 10,000 talents, for as much as he had not to pay, make payment. The servant fell down, worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, loosed him, forgave him of the debt. But the same servant, Bible study, the same servant wanted the Lord to forgive him of everything, thousands and thousands of talents, 10,000 talents. He had a big debt he couldn't pay. Lord, forgive me of my big debt I can't pay. And he forgave him. But the same knucklehead went out, amen, to one of his servants who owned him just a little bit of money. Amen. And said, Bub, pay me up. Amen. I'm putting you in jail. And the man said, Lord, give me mercy. Let me have some forgiveness here. Help me. I will pay you if you'll give me time. And the knucklehead said, no, I ain't forgiving you. You're going to jail till you pay me the uttermost. Amen. And the Lord found out about it. Amen. And took him and threw him in jail and said, thou unslothful servant, thou unlawful servant. Amen. You wanted me to forgive you. Amen. But you wasn't willing to forgive. Amen. And how much more shall your heavenly Father not forgive everyone that does not forgive his brother's trespasses? We have got to forgive. I said, we have got to forgive. Amen. We have got to forgive. You may never forget, but you have to forgive. World's full of people with trouble. The Bible full of people with trouble. Young man named Jacob, he had a strong desire for the blessings and birthright. He was the second born son. While others despised it. Come on, while others despised the birthright, they had no respect for it. Now I'm gonna get down to where the rubber meets the road. Amen. This world is full of people that do not have no respect for God or the things of God. Amen. Come on. Amen. And Jacob ended up, amen, with a bounty on his head, trapped 14 years in a messed up conflict with his father-in-law, but through it, amen, we don't know what life's going to dish us. We don't know what path we're going to end up in. Amen, come on, but through it, amen, God was with him and brought him out, amen, with great sustenance. Amen, God, amen, is with you. God will bring you out. Hold on, Jacob. Amen, God is with you. Amen, you may be a Jacob in this house today. Amen. Come on, but God is going to heal. I said, God is going to bring you out. Amen. You've been going through a test. You've been going through a trial. And it seems like you're never getting out of that test or trial. I'm speaking to somebody. Amen. But I'm telling you by the word of the Lord. Amen. God is going to bring you out. Amen. Come on. Amen. God is going to bring you out. Amen. God. Amen. Has the answer for folks in here today. The devil wants you to give up. But God's saying, come on. He's got the pom-poms out. Amen. He's cheering you on. Amen. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Amen. Come on. Jesus said, amen. Peter, Satan had desired to sift you as wheat. Amen. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. I still feel faith. Amen. Boost in this house tonight. Amen. Somebody, amen, got the victory in this house tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. You got healing in the house tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. This anointing, amen, is for the healing. Amen. It's for your healing. Come on. Job went through trial. Job went through illness. Amen. But Job came out. Amen. And said, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. You may lose your house. You may lose your cattle. You may lose family. Amen. Come on. But God will bring you through. Let's stand tonight. God's in the restoration business. God's not in the condemnation business. He ain't going to hang on a sign on your house. Amen. That says condemned. Amen. He ain't going to hang a sign. Amen. On your house that says, amen, time to bulldoze it. Amen. Time to throw it away. Amen. But he, amen, is in the restoration business. Amen. He's in the, amen, he's in the remodeling, repair, and restoration business. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to heal. Revelation 22. Come on, Revelation 22. It don't matter what you've been through. I said, it don't matter where you've been. The devil told me time and time and time again, God was calling to me. Amen. Calling to me, dealing with me. Amen. I was running from God. The devil was saying, you can't live for God. You've done too much. You can't live for God. Amen. You can't do this. You can't do that. Amen. But God kept saying, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, you can. Come on, you can. Amen. Come on, you can. Amen. Will thou be loose? Will thou be made whole? Will thou be healed? It don't take, amen, it took me coming to the place of suicide. Amen. I was ready to give my life up. I was a mess and in shambles. Amen. My friend called my parents up and said, your son is trying to take his life. Come, please. Amen. My parents came. Amen. They got the oil out. Amen. They got their hands with the fire in it. Amen. They laid hands on me and they started praying for me. And the heartbreak. Amen. Come on, in the pain. Amen. The Holy Ghost began to move. Amen. It took all my hurt. It took all my pain. Amen. God changed my life. He's in the healing business and he wants to heal you. Amen. From the beginning of the book, we see that man fell. Man was hopeless. God prophesied in Genesis 3:15, the very first prophecy about a seed of a woman. Who is going to put the serpent down? Who is going to bruise the serpent's head? There's only one who can bruise the serpent's head. That's Christ Jesus. He can break the curse. He can heal. He can heal. And he's speaking to your heart tonight. The same God that spoke to me, I would walk all hours of the night trying to get codeine or some pill or something. 2 a.m. walking the streets, 14th Street in Madison, 2 o'clock in the morning. No peace, no rest. And the same voice said, I got a better life for you. I could take you right now to the very spot, the very park that I went to and sat on the park bench and cried my eyes out. The angel of the Lord, Jesus, whatever voice spoke to me, clear as day, said, I got a better life for you. Same voice, same God, speaking to you today. Revelations 22, he showed me a pure river, water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing. 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 Little did you know, this church is a hospital. It's a place for the hurting. It's a place for the broken. And Jesus is a great physician. He's got what you need. Come on, let's reach. Come on, let's reach. This altar's open. Come on, this altar's open. Come on, friend, you're at the end of your road. You've tried everything. You've tried medicine. You've tried counselors. But Jesus is at the end of your road. Come on. Come on. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. Come on, ma'am. Your children need you. Come on, your children need you. Jesus is here to heal you. Come on. Come on. Come on, let Jesus heal you. Come on, let Jesus heal you, sir. Come on, let Jesus heal you. Let Him heal your marriage. Let Him heal your relationships. Let Him heal your mind. Let Him heal your heart. Come on, the Holy Ghost is moving in this house. Come on, the fire of God is reaching. Come on, He knows your name. He knows where you're at. Come on, I said He knows where you're at. He knows.